All right, welcome everyone out to Van Sessions at the Monarch. This is Christine Baird.
So fine, typical guy with typical lines. But you call me pretty, then you made your move. Next you left the city, left my mind too. You've been missing me, oh I know you do. That's the thing with being the girl you can't lose. Oh, try it again a little too late. Don't tell me goodbye and expect me to wait. No, I know you, you're caught up in blues. I'm the girl you can't lose. Let you call me pretty, then you made your move. Next you left the city, left my mind too. You thought I'd be running after you. Hey boys, would you tell him who I am? They say it's called insanity when you repeat the past with certainty. Bet you thought I'd never walk away. Well, this girl ain't got no interest in sitting laying your case. You call me pretty, then you made your move. Next you left the city, left my mind too. Oh, you thought I'd be running after you. That's the thing with me.
Very, very good. Christine Baird on Van Sessions. Welcome everyone out to this live podcast recording here at the Monarch Building, home to artisans and creatives in the heart of Ogden's Nine Rails Arts District. I'm R. Brandon Long. Next to me here in the van, Shane Oskathorpe and Todd Obendorfer out there. We are the Banyan Collective, and this is Van Sessions. I want to thank our host tonight, the Monarch Building. can book your wedding or corporate event here at the Monarch. Mention this podcast for a discount. Also, huge shout out to Utah Brewing, the official beer of Van Sessions. The bar is open and serving Utah, so grab some drink and stay thirsty tonight, I guess it is. Visit their restaurant on Grant Avenue, and remember, whenever you drink a Utah beer, you're supporting local musicians and local artists and this program. Thank you also to our granting partner, Ogden City Arts. Christine, you want to introduce your band real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. So this is Adrian Baldwin over here on guitar. Right. We got Desmond Whitney over here on bass. On the bejeweled bass over here.
Bedazzled.
We got Matt Wilson on drums back here.
All right, so you got a single out. Are you busy this time of year? I mean, we're just kicking off the new year.
You know what? This time of year, there's a lot of gigs. Like, you know, winter is high time in Utah for gigging. So I've, you know, do a lot of restaurant, do a lot of bar gigs. I've got these guys. We had an Urban Lounge show a few weeks ago. That was super fun. And I'm kind of in the midst of releasing a bunch of new tunes. So we're riding that new tune wave right now.
I love it. On your bio, you've got Rocky Mountain Soul. Let's get to know you a little bit.
Yeah.
Where's that Rocky Mountain Soul come from?
So I grew up out here. I lived in New York, though, for 10 years. So I feel like I came back out here for a myriad of reasons. And since I got back out here, I was able to really express myself in a way that I wasn't able to in New York. It was like coming back to the mountains helped me expand in a way where New York feels really oppressive. You know, it feels really... Everything is tight and together, and it was just really amazing for me to be able to come back out here and find this authentic artistic expression, to which I've now coined Rocky Mountain Soul, which I feel like combines that sort of New York grit and the warmth of my mountain roots.
Very good. Love it. Tell us about that first song.
So that first song was called Girl You Can't Lose. It was on my debut EP that I released about three years ago in a few days. And I recorded it with my producer in his New York apartment. And that song was called Girl You Can't Lose. And you can find it streaming everywhere. And it was one of my first project that I released. And I think it turned out really good. So check it out if you'd like.
Love that track, actually. Take us into this next track.
Thank you. So this is a new tune. This is one I actually wrote in the week leading up to our Urban Lounge show a few weeks ago. And the band was so wonderful to allow me to road test it at that gig. They crushed it, seriously. I had a few mistakes, but they were the foundation that I needed to really get through it. So this one's called Nothing But Love.
Last forever till you wake up and they're gone. And he becomes a stranger, the melody of a distant song. One I'll never forget, always stuck in my head. But now there's no more words to speak. Someday fade, but I've begun to see it's only taking on a different shade. Who'd have thought this too would vividly prove. Hesitate.
Okay, that's Adrian Baldwin on the guitar there.
Yeah. Christine Baird on Van Sessions. Again, this is a podcast. You can find it by searching Van Sessions on YouTube. Shane, what are your thoughts here tonight?
I am most intrigued to know the voices that have inspired and formed and shaped you. I think I have some pretty good guesses, but I want to hear you say them first.
I actually want to hear your guesses first, and I'll tell you if you're correct.
Well, a big chunk of your style reminds me a lot of Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Okay, is that one?
Yeah.
Geez, now you got to name one.
So I grew up, I love Sheryl Crow. I love Bonnie Raitt, Susan Tedeschi. I grew up actually listening to Celine Dion and Christina Aguilera. So I've been told a lot that I mimic people very well too, but I think I took on a lot of Celine Dion's isms. So, you know, like sometimes I'll just even go into Celine Dion impression and just do it, you know, like for girls' times. Like something, it just comes out all the time. I don't even know how to do it. I don't know how to say it. But I listen to her a lot. So I think that comes out sometimes. And Christina and Cheryl, Bonnie, Susan Tedeschi, for sure, all those people. I love Prince. I love Michael Jackson, you know. It kind of runs the gamut. I also listened a lot to Stevie Wonder's Musicarium. It's a lot of random influences.
I'm not even trying to suggest that you're any kind of mimic. You've clearly blended them all and incorporated them into your own sound, and you guys sound fantastic.
Thank you.
What a phenomenal find for a band, right? How did you find this band?
So these are people that I found through other friends, and Matt on drums right here. So there's a thing, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It's Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band, which is like an all-state band. I'm sure you know he's Utah famous. Maybe you've heard of it, but Matt and I were in the band together in high school. So I knew Matt from a long time ago. Desmond and Adrian are new friends of mine, but I heard they're playing. I was like, gotta have them. They're in the band. And so far, they've stayed. So that's super positive.
So far, they've stayed.
So far. I haven't divaed out enough yet.
Oh, but more just diva, you more wait. Diva. I know, right? Take us into this next song.
So this next song is also a new one. This is an unreleased tune. The last tune, this tune, and our final tune are all unreleased songs. So this is a special treat. This is a
Van Sessions treat. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is a this one's called If Ever I Lose My Way. And this one was very, I'm a big, so one of my other big influences is John Mayer. And this one I feel like was very much a John Mayer inspired song. This is If Ever I Lose My Way. Oh, break me. Cause the road ahead is paved with what I'm making. All this space wasn't meant to limit. No, the power of my soul to grow within it. Oh, oh, oh. If ever I lose my way, I'll loosen my grip and say,
Band session, so good, phenomenal work. Well, we've established that you can sing. Was this like, you know, how old were you when you were belting them out the classics? I guess
this is the classic story. We have a video, home video of me. My mom was obsessed with Neil Diamond. She's sitting right over here. She saw him so many times. She knew what costume changes he was gonna make. So I was listening. We have a video of me listening to Neil Diamond when I was like 2 years old. I don't know what was the song. What was the name of the song? You don't remember? You call yourself a Neil Diamond fan. Just kidding.
You put her on the spot.
Yeah, I've been singing since I could talk. That's the answer to that. That's the long answer to that question.
I love it. Well, love the songs. Do you want to take us into a little bit of your songwriting process?
So it's different for everything. Sometimes I'll start with that one. And I liked that, and then I kind of just looped that until I figured out a verse. And then that song sort of, lately I've been coming up with a progression, and then I'll record it and then try to sing over it, because I'm trying to be a little more specific with my melodic placement, with my rhythmic placement within the melody, within the writing. So I find that recording the music part first helps, but then sometimes it starts with the title. So I started, this next song started with the title, and I went with the title, and I had this idea that I wanted to just write a fun, gritty kind of country rock song. And it really varies. I know that's like the typical songwriter answer, but it varies on every song.
No, it's good to know. So what is the title of this next song?
So this next song is called Dead End.
Yeah, I got to write a story about that.
You got to write a story about Dead End.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Give a little, take it all. You leave them nothing and never call. Ain't a line you won't cross, no. No broken heart can make you wanna change the man you are. Well, how many's it gonna take? You got mud on your boots and a closet full of shame. A couple bad habits that you never could break. Did you ever find what you were looking for in bars? Were they lonely nights? Always take you down a dead end. Whoa, dead end. Whoa. Hey, don't make me say it. No, it's too cliche. The truck you're driving gives it all away. Spitting dirt like a sailor's mouth. Can't see the road ahead. You're driving blind with both lights out. You won't ever find your way. You got mud on your boots and a closet full of shame. A couple bad habits that you never could break. Never find what you're looking for in bars. you're still hanging around. You're asking about my day. You said, baby, let's get away. The stars are bright tonight. Let me take you for a ride. Not in that piece of junk, you know what I'm talking about. You got mud on your boots and nothing to your name, except the bad habits you ain't ever gonna change. Never find what you're looking for in bars. Those lonely nights will always take you down. Killing it. I'm Christine Baird. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Van Sessions, so much for having me. I hope to be back. I hope to see you guys at some shows. What do you say we take them out, guys? You think we could do it one more time? One, two, three.
Unreal. Christine Baird on Van Sessions. Thanks everyone for being here for this live recording of Van Sessions. You can find all Van Sessions podcasts by simply searching Van Sessions podcast on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Thanks again to our host, the Monarch Building, and the official beer of Van Sessions, Utah Brewing, and to our granting sponsor, Ogden City Arts. We'll see you on the next Van Sessions.
Thank you.